The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. You probably just want to use that to text today because we're not taking any more calls. That was the worst stretch of calls we've ever had. So, and that's saying a lot.
That was bad.
It was brutal. It was brutal. And we've all gone into some weird hypothetical hellhole. So if you want to get in, the best way to do it, hit us up on the Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. And you can text the show with the number. So if you missed the first hour, we had a little hockey talk. We had a little basketball talk. And then we had a weird collection of questions that had nothing to do with anything. And 281 says, guys, you're doing the right thing. This is the worst set of calls I've ever heard, one right after another. It's like a bunch of five-year-olds asking who would win a fight with a tiger and a bear. Honestly, grown people should be ashamed for
it. What kind of bear?
Yeah, that's the question. Is it like a black bear or is it, you know?
A grizzly?
Grizzly. I'm embarrassed for these people. Just take it over, fellas, from Deacon. And then 409 says, can someone please take George Zimmerman out already? That's what I wanted to talk about. This might be the worst story that, I mean, this kind of dovetails off a bunch of bad phone calls. This is a bad story. George Zimmerman is selling the gun he used to shoot Trayvon Martin.
Yeah, that's,
shame.
It's a bad look. Can we agree with that?
It's a terrible look.
Whether it was yanked from an auction site today, and it's already back up.
It's on gunbroker.com was the site, yeah.
Now it's on unitedgungroup.com.
Mm, wow. Look, I don't want to get into what happened there, but what kind of a total piece of garbage are you to sell that gun? And more importantly, if you're the person who buys it, you got issues, man. I mean, who does that? Oh, look, I killed somebody and got away with it. I'm going to sell the gun.
And I don't know who's bidding $5,000 on a Kel-Tec 9. I mean, let's be serious.
Just to say you got a gun that killed somebody. People buy crazy stuff,
man. That's a toy gun. 5Gs. Get out of here, George Zimmerman.
Anyway.
Yeah, I tweeted about that last night. And, of course, I instantly realized I shouldn't have because all it did was bring out a bunch of – put a bunch of racist, ignorant –
yeah,
dummies in my mentions.
People sell guns all the time. Yeah, they do. They don't go out advertising that it's one that they used to kill somebody
they
with.
They don't act like it's a piece of American history, which is what he was doing.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think I fear for our society if this is a thing. I mean, I'm all for buying guns and selling guns and having guns, but you whack somebody and get away with it, and then you're going to...
A kid?
Yeah,
on top of that?
17-year-old.
Come on.
So, anyway. Yeah, those of you who are defending it, you probably were the ones calling last hour. So,
would a small velociraptor beat GSP in his prime at a three-point shootout?
Is that... Wait a minute. No, his hands are too small. He can't... How can he hold a basketball?
GSP?
No, the Velociraptor. They got tiny little hands. How's he going to have...
Are their hands that tiny?
Yes.
Or are their arms just short?
No, they got short arms and little tiny hands. I'm not even sure he can hold a basketball. I mean, certainly can't palm one.
They're tiny by dinosaur standards, but they're still dinosaurs. They're probably bigger than the average human hand.
No, I don't think so. I think they're tiny little things.
You think they're like baby hands on a dinosaur?
Yeah, I think so.
Dude, you don't know very much about dinosaurs, I'm afraid.
Well, they haven't been around in a while. I haven't actually seen one. All I see is skeletons when I go to the museum or what I see on TV. When I watched that stupid Jurassic World movie, they had little bitty hands. And their arms are so small, they're not going to be able to extend their shot. I'm taking GSP.
Right.
Just, I mean, I don't think it's close. I don't even think this is up for debate. So. Nick says, you're giving the Spurs any shot tonight. I do, but I've been so wrong about that series from the beginning. I have no real opinion on how that's going to play out. So, because if I do have an opinion, I'm just going to get yelled at when I'm wrong. Yeah, Jose says they only have three fingers.
That would make things difficult.
Yeah. So, I don't know how you... I'm not quite sure how you would shoot a basketball with three fingers.
Yeah. They're also, I mean, they are very small.
Jared says, OJ is sitting in a cell. Like, that's a good idea. Well, yeah, because he was trying to steal stuff back that he could sell. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's OJ, like, when they thought they found that knife, OJ's like, no, I know where that knife is. You didn't find it there, bro.
Exactly. I was trying to steal that back.
Yeah, I'm going to sell that when I get out. You ain't getting that thing.
Oh, man. I just don't know what to think anymore.
The world's a mess, Fred.
Who would defend better, James Harden or a Velociraptor? The Raptor. That's not even close.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Lamont says, I'm wondering how does he still have the gun, which was major evidence. He just got it back from the Department of Justice. Like, eventually they got to return your stuff. Hmm. And so he just got it back. And thus has decided to sell it, I suppose.
Sure he needs the money. But, oh, well. 713-780-3776 if you want to get on the show. Did you see that Bradford's agent, Sam Bradford, who we've talked a lot about on the show because he's a whiny little bitch, how his agent came out and basically tried to spin this to where after the Eagles traded up, it's, you know, his whole thing was, oh, let's see if we can get to the Broncos. And then after the Broncos, of course, drafted Paxton Lynch, it's like, maybe we should just go back to Philadelphia. Problem is, you know, the time frame fits what actually happened, but apparently after the Broncos drafted Lynch, he still said that they wanted to trade Bradford, and they wanted Bradford traded. So Tom Condon, I'd give you some advice. Just shut up. You're just making your guy look worse. And this guy's going to get destroyed by Philly fan. You know it. And there's nothing you can say at this point that's going to save it. Mrs. Plaxico Burr should sell the gun that he shot himself with.
I don't think that'd have quite the underground value.
Deacon says the Velociraptor would use its snout to shoot the shots like a dolphin.
I'll go GSP then, even though I don't think GSP very much on into sports outside of, you know,
I bet he
martial
likes, well,
arts
he's,
and gymnastics.
He's Canadian. I bet he likes hockey.
I don't think so.
Yeah?
I don't think so.
Lacrosse. They like lacrosse up there.
You know what he's really into? Dinosaurs, which is kind of weird.
Hmm. Okay, so he knows all about it, right?
He knows all about it. He could probably tell you better than we could.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. We didn't get a chance to talk about the other NBA game last night, but speaking of Velociraptors, the Raptors have taken a 3-2 lead, and I think they will go on and win that series and be totally trounced by the Cavaliers.
I don't think any of these Eastern Conference teams have a chance against the Cavaliers.
Yeah, I think everybody wanted to see the Heat just because they wanted to see Dwayne Wade against the Cavs, but that wasn't going to be close either. I think Toronto will be lucky to win a game. The way the Cavs are playing right now, and I said this at the beginning, I thought 2 through 7 in the East, you could pretty much throw them all up in the air and whatever order they come down on, they're pretty much the same team.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to see Toronto actually have a chance to get that far. I think it's a big deal for them to get to the conference finals, just like it was a big deal for the Rockets last year. I think that's as far as they go, though.
Yeah.
So, unless LeBron gets hurt, which can always happen. Somebody said it would be a tie because the Raptor would eat GSP. Well, I mean, don't you have to have an agreement going in that you're not going to eat anyone? That
right.
This is a three-point shooting?
That would make it really
shooting?
Unfair.
Yeah. Hmm. What are the odds AJ could put a Velociraptor in an armbar? See, this is where we've gone with this.
That'd be difficult. That would be difficult. I mean, let's face it. That's why I mess with those leg locks.
Yeah. So somebody wants to go back to who would win a death match with 55-year-old kids or 50 75-year-olds.
55-year-old kids?
Remember the whole thing is how many five-year-olds you could kill, but what about 75-year-olds?
Like how many 75-year-old men could you kill?
Yeah. How many could you take on?
Less than the 5-year-olds, for sure.
Yeah, because...
Because I've always told you that if you... Once you knock out one 5-year-old and you pick it up by the ankles, you can swing it around like a weapon.
Right.
A 75-year-old man would be more difficult to swing around.
Well, you get a light one, but then you're going to break it when you use it.
Right.
As you're hitting other 75-year-olds with it, you'll snap his hip, for one thing. That just goes without saying. He probably breaks in half. So I don't know if that weapon works as well. And you know what? You're probably going to run into one or two 75-year-olds that actually work out and are in pretty good shape.
But if it's the same rules, and you remember, if you remember from my hypothetical with the kids, the rules were it was a regulation size basketball court. That's your arena.
Right.
I'm going to go are we considering if my knee were healthy?
Well, yeah, you have to be healthy with
them. I'm fully healthy. I'll go 30 old people. 30 75-year-old men.
Okay, I'm going to go with, I'm pretty sure I could take 26.
Okay.
I can't take as many as you can.
I don't know that, I mean, I'm sure there's a 75, I mean, these are, and if it's the same rules as with the children, there's no, they haven't had some sort of special training, you know, these aren't like, we're not talking about a 75-year-old former world champion boxer. Right,
right.
That's not fair.
Unless it's Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, like George Foreman could probably beat me up.
Yeah.
Not that he's 75, but you get the point.
713-780.
That's what this show has come to.
Yeah, this. I have no idea how we got here. I have no idea how this happened. We're off to such a good start. We were talking sports, and then now how many 75-year-old men can we knock the crap out of? If you can do 30, you know what? I got to say, I probably can only do 22. I'm gonna take 22 if you can do 30.
Okay.
So, plus the smell will get to me.
True.
That's the one thing that I can't deal with. All right, guys. Hey, are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates?
I do now.
Yeah, you should know because, listen, one of the most important things you can do is find quality candidates when you have a job opening. And if you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. That's what they do at ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. And you can find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface.
Yeah, no juggling emails or calls to your office. You quickly screen your candidates, you rate them, and hire the right person quickly. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 800,000 businesses. And right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time. Try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/play. The silence. Promises get erased
in time. A new day on the horizon. ESPN. 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I don't know if we should blame the 5 o'clock crew for what happened with the 4 o'clock crew and not let them have any phone calls, but so far I think that's what we're going to do. So, unless you have something really good, you know what, even if you do, Let's just put the phone calls to bed today. Some days you just have to admit this is a fail. That trying to have calls and have a fun conversation is just an absolute fail. And that's what today has been phone-wise. So if you wish to get in on Facebook, via Twitter, or the text line, we'll just do, well, say, I hate doing that because we're going to be on location tomorrow at Sam Houston Race Park. Yep. We're not going to be able to take calls in. All right, I'll tell you what. I'll make a deal with you guys. Sometime in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll take one more call. And if it sucks, then we're done. I'm going to give the 5 o'clock crew a chance.
I think you're making a mistake.
I am making a mistake, but you know what? I love the people, and I got to give these guys a chance. It's not their fault that the people at 4 o'clock are already drunk. 5 o'clock people just getting off work. They've had rough day.
Hold everyone accountable.
Their boss was a total dickweed to them, so they just want to have fun. And so they're picking up the blitz. They're like, why? I can't call in. So I really wanted to call in. And I don't have a hypothetical. I have a sports question. And I just wanted to, you know, have some fun with that. But no, the 4 o'clock guys ruined it because they're all drunk already because most of them got laid off. And so it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They're already drunk. It's not fair to the 5 o'clock crew. I'm just speculating, of course, since we're all we're doing is hypotheticals now, right? Everybody was laid off today, so they've all been drunk since 2. That's why we got bad calls. But if you want to try it, if you want to take on the mantle of the 5 o'clock crew, 713-780-3776. Do you see that even Bob Arum is giving up on Pacquiao fighting Mayweather again? Thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Who needs to see that?
Nobody needs to see that. Just says he believes Manny's done. Says, my feeling is he's been elected to a very, very important position in the Filipino government. So he owes an obligation to the people to work on his government responsibilities, and that doesn't give him time to screw around and train for a fight the way he has to. You can't do that.
Agreed. He's got a lot of stuff to do with that new job. He's got a lot of gay-hating policies to come up with.
Did you see that new president of theirs?
No.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't it be awkward if the new president was gay?
And then
Manny Pacquiao said he was worse than an animal?
The new president of the Philippines is far from gay.
Okay.
So I highly recommend you watch John Oliver from last week. It's pretty hilarious. This is a guy who went to a wedding and said basically he was going to sleep with the bride.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Did he do it?
I don't know. I think he just... This guy is...
Because that can happen in like North Korea. Kim Jong-un can show up and say, hey...
Prima nocta. Yeah.
I want to bang your wife. And then the guy has to say, okay. Or otherwise, he's beheaded.
Hmm. He called the Pope a son of a whore.
All right.
He said he basically lashed out at him for causing traffic jams in Manila when he visited last year. Said it took us 5 hours to get from the hotel to the airport. I asked who was coming. They said it was the Pope. I wanted to call him Pope, son of a whore. Go home. Don't visit anymore. So... Yeah.
Oh, boy. Rodrigo Duterte.
This guy is something else, man. I'm telling you.
His signature policy proposal is a promise to eliminate crime within 6 months because he is going to empower the police to murder suspects of crime.
Yeah.
So if you're suspected of any crime, the cops can kill you. Or at least that's what he's hopeful of.
Okay, he's also said that he admits to being a womanizer, makes jokes about participating in gang rapes, and says Viagra changed his life. He's the one who said when he was at the wedding and he said he could help the women, he said, sorry, man, I cannot help you because I'm not queer. So.
During a campaign rally last month, he was caught on camera recounting his inner monologue when he first saw the body of Jacqueline Hamill, an Australian who was raped and had her throat slashed by rioting prisoners at a jail in August of 1989. These are his quotes. When the body was taken out, it was already wrapped. I looked at her face. I said, expletive. She looks like an expletive, like an American actress, a beautiful one. I said, expletive, what a waste. What went through my head? Was that they raped her, that everyone had lined up to rape her. I got angry that she was raped. Yes, that too. But it was that she was so beautiful. The mayor should have been first. What a waste.
Yeah.
That's the guy they just elected president.
That's their new president.
And we're worried about Donald Trump?
Yeah. Well, it could be a lot worse, I have to say. I think it was Trevor Noah last night had this guy. I first saw it on John Oliver Sunday, but he had this guy, and then he had some guy in Norway who was also even worse than Trump. So as bad as we think things are with Donald Trump, at least he's not out there saying that a rape victim he wanted to go first, a dead rape victim on top of that. So,
all right,
congratulations. That's what Manny's going to be working with. But apparently he is okay with gay rights.
We all know many gay and lesbian people who are very, very productive in society.
That's right.
Yeah. Thank you, Bob Arum.
Bob Arum understands. Gays can now hold a job. There was a time when they were unemployable.
But now they find time for their gay stuff and to actually work and, you know, be a part of the society. I think it's fantastic that they've got time for both.
Well, do they have time in the Philippines now?
I don't know what's happening in the Philippines. What I do know, Manny Pacquiao is a great fighter. He just hates gays. And I don't understand this. I said, Manny, what are you thinking? This is going to cost you money. And it did. What did it cost him, Fred? What did it cost him? You don't want to answer? What did it cost him, AJ? It cost him Nike. That's right. It cost him Nike. And I think that his last fight would have done 200,000 more pay-per-views if he didn't say what he said about the gays. Because a lot of gays like boxing. There's guys in shorts with no shirts and nipples. Sweaty. What's not to like if you like another man? It's a show. Even if you don't like the pugilism aspect of it, there's an eroticism to it. Wouldn't you agree?
It's not for me.
Yeah, it's not for me either, Bob.
All right, fine.
I think he's got a pretty little
John
mouth.
John, cut though. Bob Aramoff. He's had enough. Yeah,
Bob's had a little too much to drink. Oh, well, it says Rob Ford seems like a choir boy compared to these. All he did was crack and threaten to kill people.
Yeah, that's it.
Nothing.
And then he died.
Oh, man. All right, I'm going to try this. I may live to regret it, but it'll only be one phone call that I live to regret. So we'll try Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Yes.
Sports.
Hey, just had a quick question. So I'm an Oklahoma City Thunder fan, and given how the series with the Spurs has gone so far, who do you think gives, win or lose, who do you think gives Golden State more of an issue in the finals? And I'll hang up and listen.
It's actually a good question. Thank you, Brian. You saved the show.
I think the Spurs are the second best team in the league. I've thought all season long they would be the team that gave them the most trouble. Just because I think that at the head coach position, the Spurs have an advantage over everyone, you know, and defensively they are better than the Thunder. But that said, I'm impressed with what the Thunder are doing. I think the Spurs would be tougher for the Warriors, but I think the Thunder are not going to roll over and die for sure.
I think if the Thunder get through, the fact that they have two guys who can go absolutely nuts and run up and down the floor with the Warriors, I think gives them an opportunity to keep it close. I don't think either one can beat the Warriors, but good question. Okay, see, that was better.
I'm starting to think the Cavs have the best chance of beating the Warriors.
Yeah, I think you may be right. Okay, of course this comes from 936. Can you two douchebags go one day without talking bleep about Trump? Not a single word about any other candidate or the sitting president. You choose to take shots at the candidate that the majority of the country supports. Good call, fellas. Hey, congratulations for never listening to the show, Dickweed, because I guarantee you I've said more negative things. I've hardly ever mentioned Trump, to be honest with you. I say a lot more negative things about Hillary, so you get the bleep out of your ears, okay? Congratulations.
Yeah. The majority of the country supports Trump, yet his own party doesn't. That's funny.
Yeah, dude, you know, hey, I'm glad you got Trump underwear on. Maybe you got a tattoo of the Donald on your penis. That's great, but Don't act like we never say. When have we said anything positive about Hillary Clinton ever on the show? Ever.
We haven't.
Other than even if I were drunk, I wouldn't. Never said anything about her. So stop with your picking out one little thing and trying to act like, oh, you guys are this. Now bleep you, pal. Go back to 936 because that's where all the bad textures come from.
People are tweeting me about great Bob impression. I don't know what you guys are talking about. That was Bob. We had him on.
Other 936 says, why does the rest of the 936 always suck? I don't know, man. You guys need to fix your problem out there. There's some good 936ers, but always the really dumb ones that are just wrong, they all come from 936. What's up with that? You know what you guys need to do? Hunt them down and then kick them out and send them to Louisiana or something. Just my guess. Oh, boy. Who wants to know what's a dickweed? You got a Google machine, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. All right. I have no idea what we're doing next. Just where the show's
Let's
going.
Go with the flow, man.
It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Christopher says, we need one of them walls to keep those 936ers out. You know what we're going to have in that wall, though? We're going to have a door. And in that door, the good 936ers are welcome to come in. Corey says, I'm from the 936 area code and I have a Louisiana phone number. I suck again. That's okay. We like Louisiana. We like Western Louisiana. How's that? We like the listeners who are over there. And apparently, Edgar says, if I'm just catching up on the Facebook now, the Philippines just elected their first transgender congresswoman.
The Philippines did?
The Philippines did, in addition to this weirdo guy.
Well, hey. So, people like variety.
I have an interesting question for you, Houston Media Guy Voice. Have you ever watched someone buy $20 worth of food and pay in coins at a drive-thru? I just did. Not fun.
Why did you do that?
Well, he was probably behind the guy.
Oh, I thought he was saying he just did. Like, he just paid
No. He said he saw somebody do it.
It's like, God, you're the worst person. They have those machines, right? You just go Coinstar or whatever it is. You dump all your change in there. It'll give you some bucks.
Mm.
Come on.
832, defending 936. I've never heard you say anything good about Hillary, but you do bash Trump far more than her. No, I don't. What have I said about her? She's a chameleon. I don't trust a word that comes out of her bleeping mouth. Honestly, I did not vote for her in the primary. I would not vote for her. I don't trust her. I don't like her. What the hell else do you want to hear?
I won't be voting for her either.
No, and unless she picks...
But I won't be voting for Donald Trump.
The only way I'm voting for either one of these terrible choices is if they pick a vice president that I think would make a great president. That's it.
And then are you expecting an assassination?
No, don't even joke about that. That's
not
legal.
You're expecting an early...
You
could inspect... honestly,
I'm hoping
with Hillary or Donald Trump, you could expect an impeachment.
Yeah, I could see something bad happening to either one, and... That would, and I'm not talking about, I could see either one getting impeached and getting kicked out of office. And so if she chooses somebody like Cory Booker, yeah, I'd probably vote for her. If he chooses Rand Paul, I'd probably vote for him.
How's your boy Keuchel going today?
I don't know. Has he started yet?
No. How do you think he's going to go?
Oh, he's going to give up 6 runs.
It's road Dallas Keuchel, which isn't great.
Mm.
And he's going against David Price.
Mm.
Confidence low.
Yeah. What are the odds y'all talk about sports for more than 20 minutes this show? So let's see. We talked about boxing. We just talked about Astros. We talked hockey. We talked basketball.
Talked football.
Yeah, we've talked football. That's more than 20 minutes. Okay? Your math sucks.
What are the odds you care about anything in life other than sports? Maybe you should look into that. It's probably why you don't have friends, bro.
Yeah. It's probably why you're sitting here texting while you're driving home about talk more sports. Talk some NASCAR. That'd be awesome. I'd love to hear about Dale Jr. I love Dale Jr. All right, let's see what happens. We'll try Drew. Try not to suck, Drew. What's up, Drew?
Hey, guys. Whose job do you think is at stake here more this year? Bill O'Brien for not making a productive off-waller just turn out good, or Christmas draft pick this year? I'll hang up on this one.
Brock Osweiler, Bill O'Brien or who?
I think he was saying...
Why are the phone connections so bad?
Yeah. Is there something wrong with our connection, John? So I think he was asking whose job is more on the line here, O'Brien or Rick Smith, based on Osweiler and the draft. Honestly, I don't think either one of them's job is on the line.
I don't think so either. I mean, unless you're talking like a 2-14 or something like that.
And that's almost impossible for that to happen.
Without a major injury.
Yeah. Well, even if it does, I mean, they won 9 games with that... crap collection at quarterback last year. I just don't see that kind of collapse coming.
What if J.J. Watt gets hurt?
I still think They should be okay if he's out for the whole season.
That's what I'm saying, like a major injury.
So you're saying the whole season? I still think they win 7-8 games. It's not like, you know, they won 2 games with him 2 years ago, so it's not like he makes that big of a difference. All right. I mean, that wasn't a terrible call.
Mike.
Try Mike.
Sports to you, Mike.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Just wanted to know what you guys thought about the Rockets getting a head coach that could actually deal with James Harden and also attract some talent to Houston. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I mean, is there a coach out there that you think would attract talent at this point? Is there anybody who's got such a brand name that people would be I really want to play for that guy?
I think the guy that would have done that would be Luke Walton.
Yeah, he's gone.
And he's gone. So I don't know that there's a guy. And let's be honest, if you think that Scottie Brooks had a great relationship with Kevin Durant, then that guy's gone too.
Yeah.
So I don't know that there's a guy that you're going to get where you say, oh, I want to go play for him. I mean, there's not many coaches like that anyway, unless Phil Jackson decides he wants to come out of retirement. And if he does, he's going back to L.A. anyway in some kind of capacity, and he's not going to coach. So, no, I don't think you're going to get a talent attractor. I just don't think there's many coaches that do that. And,
You already know what I think about James Harden as a talent attractor.
Well, unless he and Kevin Durant have naked photos of each other.
Maybe so. You know.
Ryan says, how do we text the show? I'm an 832-er. 713-780-3776. Is that simple? Oh, man. All right. I mean, at least the calls have picked up a little bit. Let's try James because I'm kind of curious where this is going. What's up, James?
Hey, man. Sports to you guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, I just feel like sometimes the Texans fan base and sometimes even the writers, the sports writers around town are kind of, they aren't accepting the fact that, man, your problems lie in front office management. Like, if you look at the 49ers, I'm not a diehard 49ers fan, but I wasn't delusional. I knew that the years after Steve Young were going to suck. Alex Smith wasn't the answer.
Did you know Colin Kaepernick sucked? I did.
Colin Kaepernick's not the answer either.
Let me interrupt though. Okay, tell me specifically what the problem is, as opposed to management's a problem. Give me some specifics on the Texans, honestly, that was your point.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is it's almost kind of like a mirrored situation because I don't think, you know, you bring an Osweiler in, you're trying to catch lightning in a bottle, and I think that if there's not a good solution for a quarterback, then don't put your eggs in a quarterback. Why don't you address some of the other issues around? The problem with the 49ers was that they always try to catch lightning in a bottle when Steve Young wasn't around, when Montana wasn't around. They went with Jeff Garcia. That wasn't a solution. They went with Alex Smith. That obviously wasn't a solution, and neither is Kaepernick. And you know, sometimes the 49ers fan base, the same thing. They're like, oh, well, Kaepernick's the solution. Look, he got us to the Super Bowl. Yeah, you know, that was kind of a fluke.
Let me jump in here because there's two thoughts here. You know, your whole thing is we'll fix everything else and then try to get a quarterback. They've done that. That's what they've been doing. And to the Texans, not the 49ers. And I get you're 49ers fan, so you're trying to equate.
49ers are a total mess.
Yeah, and I don't think it's fair to equate those two at this point. And you know, and the whole catching lightning in a bottle thing, at some point, you have to invest in the position. They've invested in everything else. I mean, go draft more defensive guys? Is that what your answer is? And then stick Brian Hoyer back out there? At some point, they had to take a chance. All it's costing them is money. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. I don't think it's a fair comparison, but it's a nice try.
You can go back 15 years, and you'll see Brady, Roethlisberger, Manning, Roethlisberger, Breeze, Rodgers, Manning, Flacco, Wilson, Manning, Brady, Manning. I mean, it's pretty obvious you've got to have a quarterback to win big in this league.
Yeah, and you're always going to keep trying. And I honestly, I like what the Texans did. It may not work, but I like what they did. They didn't have to invest a draft pick. They went after a guy who's got some experience, and if he fits, and if he winds up being the right guy, then they're going to be happy. And if not, guess what? Hey, at least they put the effort into it. The rest of this roster is pretty good. This roster is better than what your 49ers roster is.
And the closest examples of teams that have won in that time frame without a great quarterback, probably that the Seahawks when they won because Russell Wilson wasn't what he is now, seemingly. He seems like he's improved a lot since that year even. And last year with the Broncos, but both those teams invested in the position.
Yeah.
You know?
So, man, I like the thought process, but...
You need to have a quarterback.
Yeah, you've got to. You've got to take a chance at some point. So, all right. Let's try Matt real quick. I think I may cut off all the textures, too. It's just one of those days. Matt, what's up?
Hey, guys. Sports. I was just wondering about my favorite team, St. Louis Blues, checking in to see if you guys watched the game last night and who you think they'll face in the next round. And what the chances are of them making it to the Stanley Cup. I'll hang up tomorrow.
Okay. For those of you who missed that, please go to podcastarena.com. The entire first segment answered all of your questions.
All hockey talk.
Yeah. But I know some of you weren't around for that. So all you got to do is go back to that. In fact, dealt with all of those questions specifically, just for Blues fan. How's that? All right. We got a gym of the day coming next. Can we just cut the show off at 6 today? Do we have to do a 6 o'clock hour? Do we?
The app's apparently not working. A lot of people are texting me about that.
All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Have lunch Friday at Uberito with John and Raheel and Unfiltered, starting at 10 from the new location on the corner of Westheimer and Voss. Drop in for lunch or join the Uberito Burrito Eating Contest to try to win a free burrito each month for a year. Make sure to drop your business.
Notice they're not doing that with our show.
Yeah, I don't know why. Make sure to drop off your business card to register to win a free catering office party for 10. Isn't it time you ventured beyond the basic burrito? Well, I'd like to, but we're not doing it. Our show's in, you know what? Our show's at Sam Houston Race Park tomorrow.
If you're scared of wolf, don't go to wood.
Exactly. And a HD show with Fred Davis and Henry Thomas coming up at 7 o'clock.
Because I would bury Sean or John in a burrito eating contest.
Yeah, I think I would... And Raheel. Yeah. Jay asked if
I'd just make it a carnitas burrito. I'd have a pork burrito. Raheel wouldn't stand a chance.
There you go. That's a winner. If the Texans don't make it to the divisional playoffs, why would you not fire the coach and GM? It's not that simple. It depends on what happens. I mean, if you have 10 injuries, if your quarterback gets hurt and Lamar Miller gets hurt and J.J. Watt gets hurt and Clowney doesn't play it down, you know, it depends on a lot of things. And what if you miss it by one game?
Yeah.
So, anyway, 713-780-ESPN. Somebody said, I just almost killed my fiance. She tried to change the radio station. Don't do that.
Ian wants the gym of the day to be done by Bob Arum. We can't just have Bob Arum drop whatever he's doing. He's a billionaire. He's busy.
You know what? Okay, I have two things. First off, I know we've got a ton of trolls today for some reason on texts and everything. You're not getting any more runs, so don't bother anymore. You're just, I'm in the process of blocking a bunch
of them. And I don't read the text, so I...
Yeah, so he doesn't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
So I'm going to try to do something for some of you guys because I know this is the problem. None of you are getting laid.
It's probably true.
Those who are doing those kind of texts, you're not getting laid. It's okay, I understand. So we have one skill that's going to... This is our Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day, by the way.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, so this is the one skill that will make you more attractive to women, according to psychologists.
All right.
Actually, it's got You Might Like on here. It says people who curse more are better people, according to a new study. Anyway, let's get back to, we're going to give you one skill that's going to make you attractive to women. What would you think it would be? A skill, not a... You know, not like, okay, you look like Ryan Gosling. Guess what? That's going to make you attractive to women.
I think that having a, well, is making a lot of money a skill?
I guess it's a skill, but that's not what they're, this is what psychologists tell you will help you. Let's assume you don't have a lot of money. Let's assume you're not really attractive. You're not an athlete. You're not an actor or a musician. You're not a drummer.
Not a musician, I was going to say, because like, yeah,
being a drummer.
Being able to play an instrument, like a guitar or something, drums, or sing dude, even.
Drummers get.
How about, let me go with this this answer that I think most women would want to hear. You have strong listening skills.
No, that's not what it is.
Okay, I don't know.
Because honestly, doesn't that get, well...
Do I look like a guy who's attractive to ladies?
No, Fred? Neither do I. That's why I found this story, and it's perfect, because this kind of plays into to all of us. It kind of explains why some of us do all right.
You know how many chicks want this? None.
I think six.
None.
Maybe five. Well, and you know why, though. Here it is.
I'm not good at this.
You're good at this. I'm telling you.
Oh, really?
And maybe Bob Arum should read this. Men who are good at telling men who are good at telling a story are found to be more attracted by women than guys who are quiet.
I'm a pretty good storyteller.
I know, so am I. I like this. In an article published in psychological journal Personal Relationships, men who have the ability to tell a story well, quote, are seen as more attractive and higher status.
All right.
Well. So you want to be entertained. And it says not just on your first date, throughout the relationship. And you don't have to necessarily be funny. It's just a matter of you're able to tell stories. They ran experiments with 388 undergraduates in the United States who were asked to rate the attractiveness of a potential partner of the opposite sex based upon a photograph and a short biography, which in some cases highlighted their ability to tell a good tale. Both male and female participants, so whichever way you want to swing here, considered storytellers to have higher status than non-storytellers. So, all right. If you can, bottom line is, if you can't tell a good story, you're a waste of space, according to this. John, does that make you feel better or worse?
I'm in the middle.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you not a big storyteller?
If it's a good story, I'll tell it.
Do you ever tell Teresa stories?
Yeah, from time to time.
What was the thing you were talking about that when I first got here, I told some story or made some joke?
No, I think it was like a week after Sean Taylor died. Oh. And I think you said I forgot who we were talking about. I think, but you said you were like, well, he's more alive than Sean Taylor.
Oh.
I said something like that, and we just went quiet.
You're right. You're a terrible storyteller, John.
Yeah. I forgot who we were talking about, but I know specifically that you said he's more alive than Sean Taylor.
Okay. Was he more alive than Sean Taylor at that moment?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's not too soon. That wasn't too soon. What the hell? Anyway. That's your Zad Eye Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zad Eye Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. I really have no idea where the 6 o'clock hour is going to go. I'll tell you what it won't include. Texts or phone calls.
Okay.
We're not going to do any of those. Other than that, I don't know what we're going to do. I hope you have some ideas. You know, my aunt is in town visiting from Atlanta. Why the hell would she be calling me at 5:50 knowing I'm on air? She knows I'm on air from 4 to 7.
Yeah.
What the hell? Anyway. Hey, guys, got to tell you about my good friends at Houston Can Academy. And if there's a kid who drops out of school, doesn't know what to do, you know who helps them? It's the Houston Can Academies. And what they do is take at-risk kids who have dropped out a lot of times at other schools, and maybe they had to get jobs. There's all kinds of reasons. Well, they work around these kids. They give them a second chance. And because of that, they graduate great, great kids who go on to do terrific things, and they change lives. And you can help with that because they need your donation. A lot of times, if a kid needs glasses, they get that. If they need transportation, they give it to them. They work with these kids so they can go on and become productive members of society. And who knows where a lot of them would have turned out if they hadn't found Houston Cat Academies. So here's what you do. Donate that vehicle you're not using anymore. Maybe it got flooded a couple weeks ago and it's sitting out in your front yard, or it's in your backyard, or it's in your garage and you don't know what to do with it. Well, guess what? They're going to come tow it free of charge. Your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, they're going to give you Astros tickets. It's just their way of saying thank you. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. Help change a life by getting rid of something you don't need anymore. 713-225-4226 or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
I got one in California and one back in Detroit.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.